Welcome to the Voice of God Daily, where Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, biblical scholar and pastor, shares a little bit of Bible to feed your soul and a prayer to bless your day. Jesus said in the scriptures, "Today you will hear the voice of God through the words of the gospel spoken aloud." Now, listen and be filled with God's word.
Hello, good people, and let me welcome you to the Voice of God Daily. Now, you may ask yourself, just who is this voice speaking to me, saying this is the voice of God? My name is Reverend Dr. Brad Miller. I've been a pastor for over 40 years with a background time in radio and podcasting, but most importantly, a lifelong student of the scriptures. And I believe that a bit of Bible in your ear is the best way to start your day. And I am here to speak God's holy words into your ears. Indeed, I believe that scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. So what's going to happen here? Every day by 6 a.m. Eastern time, for no more than 10 minutes, I will read a passage from the New Testament from the Revised Common Lectionary, which are the verses selected for each day of the year. I will read them in a modern English translation, usually the Message. Then we will pause and we will pray for your day. I will recommend resources that can help you go deeper and to get a bigger bite of the Bible if you wish. For instance, you can go to voiceofgoddaily.com and download our free ABC Bible Study Guide, which is your companion to the Voice of God Daily. The ABC Bible Study Guide makes reading the Bible as simple as ABC. Why do this? Well, my mission is to get a bit of Bible into the ears of a million people. You can help us accomplish that mission by going to Apple Podcasts and subscribing to the Voice of God Daily, giving us a 5-star rating, and writing a review. And of course, tell your friends about what you hear. Now, let's hear the Word of the Lord. The Voice of God Daily Scripture Reading for Monday, January 30, 2022, reading from the Revised Common Lectionary, Year C, the New Testament reading from 1 Corinthians, 2nd chapter, verses 6 through 16, reading from the Message. Here is the voice of God. We, of course, have plenty of wisdom to pass on to you once you get your feet on firm spiritual ground, but it's not popular wisdom. The fashionable wisdom of high-priced experts that would be out of date in a year or so. God's wisdom is something mysterious that goes deep into the interior of His purposes. You don't find it lying around on the surface. It's not in the latest message, but more like the oldest, what God determined as the way to bring it the best in us, long before we ever arrived on the scene. The experts of our day haven't a clue about what this eternal plan is. If they had, they wouldn't have killed the master of the God-designed life on a cross. That's why we have this scripture here. No one's ever seen or heard anything like this. Never so much as imagined anything quite like it. What God has arranged for those who love Him. But you've seen and heard it because God, by His Spirit, has brought it all out into the open before you. The Spirit, not content to fit around on the surface, drives into the depths of God and brings out what God planned all along. Whoever knows what you're thinking and planning except you yourself? The same with God, except that He not only knows what He's thinking, but He lets us in on it. God offers us a full report of the gifts of life and salvation that He is giving us. We don't have to rely on the world's guesses and opinions. We didn't learn this by reading books or going to school. We learned it from God, who taught us person to person through Jesus, and we're passing it on to you in the same firsthand, personal way. The unspiritual self, just as it is by nature, can't receive the gifts of God's Spirit. There is no capacity for them. They seem like so much silliness. Spirit can be known only by Spirit. God's Spirit and our Spirit is an open communion. Spiritually alive, we have access to everything God's Spirit is doing. We can't be judged by unspiritual critics. Isaiah's question, is there anyone around who knows God's Spirit? Does anyone who knows what He's doing? has been answered. Christ knows, and we have Christ's Spirit. The voice of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Something I can do to help you go deeper in your Bible study and your spiritual development is to recommend to you great resources which I know will be helpful to you. My friend, Pastor John Stange, has a book, Dwell on These Things, available at desirejesus.com/dwellonthesethings. It's about changing the messages that enter your mind and learning to see yourself through God's eyes by spending 31 days feeding your heart with a biblical message of encouragement. So I encourage you to check out Pastor John Stange's book, that's S-T-A-N-G-E, the book Dwell on These Things at desirejesus.com/dwellonthesethings. Let's have a breath and have a prayer. Oh God, you spoke your word and revealed your good news in Jesus Christ. Fill all creation with that word again, so that by proclaiming your joyful promises to all nations and singing of your glorious hope to all peoples, we may become one living body, your incarnate presence on the earth. Amen.
All scripture is God-breathed and is useful. We trust you have found the voice of God daily useful for your soul today. If you wish to go deeper into today's scripture, please download the free Bible study guide at voiceofgoddaily.com. The Voice of God Daily can be heard on Apple Podcasts and at voiceofgoddaily.com. Would you be so kind as to share the good news of the Voice of God Daily with the people in your life who need to hear a good word? Your next opportunity to hear the Voice of God Daily podcast with your host, Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, is tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening to God's fulfilling word.